Wednesday, January 30th. One of the faceless doctors recommended fresh air for me as my morning sickness worsens. Alpha snapped at them, but before he could do anything, Ella stopped him. She agreed with the doctor and volunteered to look after me as if I was some mischievous child just waiting to cause trouble, which is not far from the truth, I suppose. Anything to make these animals' lives as miserable as mine before my get-out-of-jail-free card erupts from within me is always a blessing. However, since Ella would be the one to supervise me, I didn't have the heart to get her in trouble. When I was chosen by Alpha during their morbid ceremony, she was the only one from the crowd who watched the proceedings in horror. Everyone else was laughing or jeering or even congratulating the beasts who claimed their mates that night, as if the whole thing was nothing more than just a comedic show, when to me, it was nothing short of pure unadulterated agony. I don't suppose these beasts understand exactly why to humans their ceremony can only be described as barbaric. After all, they're more animal than us, but you would think that anyone with basic human intelligence would understand why taking people without their consent on the cold, disgusting forest floor can contribute to hatred and rabid outbursts. Ella recommended to Alpha to find a psychologist for me to talk to, but in his usual uncaring, sadistic manner, he would only agree to it if Ella slept with him, which she did not. I have a lot of respect for that woman, but the way she looks at him, as if he's the savior of all worlds, nauseates me more than my morning sickness ever will. Since I'm getting to the end of the fourth month, the morning sickness is starting to subside ever so slightly, but not enough for me to pretend to be a normal human being. I've never been pregnant before this, thank the Lord, but I don't think anyone has ever had a bout of morning sickness as bad as this. I guess whatever parasite is growing inside me will be a lot bigger than most human babies, as it is part werewolf, but that only serves to disgust me even more. I know I shouldn't hate it, as it is the reason why I can act like the biggest bitch in the universe and get away with it for the time being, but when you're only given a few months left to live, you have to make the most of it, you know? I never thought about having kids. When I was with my shitty excuse of an ex-boyfriend, he made it abundantly clear as to why I shouldn't. I thought I experienced hell with him, which I did, but in hindsight, at least, he somewhat suffered the consequences of his actions. Sam was a little bitch boy all the way until the end. I suppose begging and pleading and pretending like you've changed is a good way to convince the judge that you've seen the errors of your ways. How pathetic. He and Alpha would get along perfectly. Neither of them seemed to understand the concept of consent, and both of them violated me and most likely other women in the worst possible ways. How pathetic. All the men that have come into my life have found a way to hurt me. I wonder if the little parasite is a boy or a girl. I haven't thought of baby names, but I suppose names don't really matter when you're not even going to be around to use them. I can imagine a tiny version of Alpha running around the house, causing all sorts of mischief and giving everyone a hard time. I can also imagine a tiny version of myself, breaking everyone's hearts with her cacophonous cries and beautiful plump face. Not that I had a beautiful face, but I'm sure she would be beautiful nonetheless. The fact that I'm bringing a new life into this world, the fact that I'm going to be a mother, hasn't sunk in yet, and I sincerely hope it never does. I won't get to watch it grow up. I won't get to hear its words. I won't get to drive it to school every morning or make packed lunches for it. I won't get to spend the day running around with it in the park or tucking it into bed at night. I won't get any of that. And that's fine by me. Thursday, January 31st. As per the doctor's orders, Ella escorted me outside today. Admittedly, I didn't know what to do. It's amazing how much we take for granted, how we have to have every little thing taken away from us in order for us to appreciate it. My little cell, there is a small window that can only be opened a couple inches since the doctor has deemed me a danger to everyone and myself, but let's be honest, if I really wanted to die, A shitty window would be the last thing they need to worry about. It's funny how they think I'll dive out of a window as opposed to stabbing myself in the neck with the utensils Ella brings in with my meals, drowning myself in the bathtub, or swallowing the broken shards of glass I can retrieve from said shitty window. There are, honestly, only two things stopping me from ending it all. One, I'm carrying another life inside me, but given my experience, I would only be doing it a favor by killing the both of us. Two, I still have to exact my revenge on Alpha. I intend on doing that the moment I give birth, right before my execution. That way, there will be nothing he can do. I may be a vengeful bitch, but that doesn't mean contingency plans aren't helpful. Ella tried making conversation with me when we were outside. She asked if I wanted to walk through the gardens, to which I responded with a half-hearted shrug a couple minutes later. I wasn't actively trying to be a bitch, but as if taking my sanity wasn't enough, Alpha managed to take my words away as well. I genuinely do not know how to interact with anyone anymore, unless if it's in anger, but even then I don't use words. I scream and kick and cry. I guess I should be grateful for the stupid book Alpha gave me a few days after my imprisonment. I drew further and further into myself, beyond the point of help. I used to have a lot to say. I couldn't shut up, but after what Alpha did to me and tried to do to me, words would only form at the tip of my tongue, but the only thing that would come out are incoherent screams and cries. I fully believe if I met my past self as I am now, I would slap the shit out of her just to get her to shut the fuck up. I suppose one thing Alpha did enjoy about me was my talkative nature. Even though our interactions were always in arguments, at the very least I was responding coherently and wittily. Maybe that's why he threw this piece of shit thing at me, so I can get my words out. I think he was, dare I say, concerned at my drastic change in demeanor after the stunt he pulled. He may have been concerned enough to do the bare minimum, but not enough to try and understand why exactly I am the way I am now. Because of him, I have to resort to scribbling in a dingy book to get everything I want to say out. Luckily, as I am with Ella, she understood my predicament and took me to the garden anyway. Had it been anyone else, they would have sneered and been annoyed, which would have only escalated to them putting their hands on me, which would inevitably lead into me screaming like a maniac, trying to get away from them. The afternoon was lovely, for once. Whilst Ella spent the time playing with this season's pups, I spent the time scribbling away in comfortable silence, only broken by the wind brushing against the various foliage, birds chirping, and children laughing and playing, knowing no one else can ever fathom what it is I want to say. Saturday, February 2nd. It's officially the fourth month into my prison sentence, or pregnancy. The doctors told me to not be so depressed all the time, as if that's something I can control. Apparently, negative emotions can affect the little parasite, which got an eye roll from me as a response. It's not my fault that I'm carrying this thing inside of me, yet I'm responsible for making sure it's happy and healthy until it's ready to get out of me. Alpha, as always, was in the room during the exam, watching me like a hawk, so that I don't attack anyone. Not that his supervision will stop me if the inclination presents itself to me. I honestly don't know why he's even in the room under the pretense of protecting the doctors from me. He just cares about the little parasite, which, in all honesty, is quite endearing, especially coming from him, as he is the literal textbook definition of a playboy who doesn't seem to care about anything but himself. I suppose the little parasite will have somewhat of an attentive parent when it's born. After the doctors were done with the exam, they quickly left the room as they always do, but Alpha stayed behind. Something he never does. He shut the door behind them as they walked out and proceeded to stalk his way over to the bed, sitting on the edge of it. Even now, I can't stand to see his face. Whenever he and the doctors were in the room, I would stare out the shitty window, brooding in silence. "How are you today?" he asked. "How am I feeling? Let's see. You kidnapped me in the middle of the forest, raped me on the ground for the rest of your peers to see, proceeded to abuse me for the next couple of months, rape me again, which resulted in me getting pregnant, then declared I'd be executed after my less than glamorous reaction to it all. How do you think I'm feeling?" At least, that is what I would have said if I could speak. Instead, I shrugged, still staring out the window. "Ella told me you needed to see a psychologist. Is that what you want?" he asked. "What good is a fucking psychologist going to do?" I shrugged again. "How about you write down what you want to say?" he said, as he grabbed something off the side. I immediately whipped my head to face him when I heard him open the dingy notebook he gave me. Before he could open to a page with words on it, I quickly snatched the book from him and scribbled something down. "Leave," in big, bold letters. I averted my gaze as I still can't find it within myself to meet him in the eye and heard him sigh. He slid himself off of the bed and proceeded to walk to the door and stopped. "You're really that far gone, aren't you?" he asked rhetorically before locking the door behind him. "I wonder whose fault that is."